Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Trent Nellis as my special expert guest. Trent Nellis is a lifetime athlete and fitness enthusiast. He played competitive sports as a youth and began strength training as a teenager. He has been active in the gym for 25 years and has been involved in the health industry for the past 10 years as the publisher of a Canadian health magazine, Vista. Trent believes in nutrition and exercise and dietary supplementation as a way of life and has involved his family and personal life experiences in the creation of his business and lifestyle. Good morning, Trent, and thanks for taking the time to participate as my special expert on this edition of SNU.
My pleasure, Corey. Based on some of your past distinguished guests, I'm honored that you've asked me to do this.
And likewise, now we are actually recording this. You are live in Palm Springs right now. How is it going down there? I know you're an avid golfer. What's the lifestyle like down there?
You know, 85 degrees pretty much for the entire day. We try to get out and do our exercising in the morning before it gets too hot, get in a round of golf every other day. Of course, you know, lots of great fresh produce and high-quality food here. It's nice just to be able to continue with the outdoor active living as opposed to sitting in my office looking at it rain in Vancouver, which it's probably doing right now where you are.
Is there a gym in the facility where you're staying, or are you going to one of the big public gyms down there?
No, there is a gym here. We're staying at the Marriott Desert Springs. There's an excellent fitness facility, state-of-the-art cardio equipment, you know, all kinds of free weights and so forth. By the number of people that I've seen in the gym every day, I'd say that fitness in America is definitely on the rise here.
Awesome, awesome. Good stuff. So let's talk about Vista now. The magazine is very popular across the country, and let's get down to the origin of the magazine first. How did you come up with this concept? Why did you start the magazine, and how did you get it started?
Well, my wife Shelley and myself and a former partner of ours actually started up Vista Magazine at the same time as we started up a personal training company, and the same time we started a company that trained personal trainers to be trainers. We each had our strength. Our former partner was the educator. Shelley was handling the personal training side of it, and I was going to do the magazine. In the Canadian health market, there were a limited number of publications, and magazines tended to either be muscle mags, you know, for your hardcore bodybuilders, or senior-type-based publications offering the promise of good health strictly through supplementation without really any inclusion of active living or fitness. We came from a fitness background, and it seemed odd that there was this huge gap between the health people, you know, considered by most to be the tree hugger types, and the fitness people, considered by most to be muscle-headed freaks of nature. And, you know, we considered ourselves to be health and fitness people and, you know, couldn't understand why the people in the gym weren't up to speed on, you know, the vitamins and the supplementation, and then the people that frequented the health food stores weren't doing any exercise. We saw a bit of a void, and our own lifestyle pertained to sort of marrying these two aspects of health and fitness, and, you know, it's just sort of evolved from there, right?
I remember meeting you for the first time, you and Shelley, in Victoria at a seminar that Trace and I were giving, and I think that that's what started our relationship and my connection to Vista, and it's been a great one, and I really appreciate the opportunity. You know, to me, Vista speaks with a loud voice, and I'm able to get my message across, and I've developed a great readership, and it's just a wonderful way to get into the minds. You know, thinking some guy walks into a health food store in Newfoundland I've never met, and he's reading my article, and then that brings him to my website. So there's the connection with the media that you're providing.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember that that seminar you gave at the University of Victoria, and that was, at the time, we had just came off the press with our second issue. And I believe this issue that's just come out now is issue number 55. So we've come a long way since then in the last 10 years, and you know, you've essentially written in just about every issue between that second one and this one now.
That's fantastic. It's great to see you evolve and grow and become successful in the business. And of course, anyone in the business always wants to see everyone else around them prosper. So that's incredible. Now, how is the magazine distributed, and is it possible to subscribe to it also as an individual?
Yes, absolutely. We distribute the magazine through approximately 1,000 health food stores from coast to coast across Canada. The stores pay a nominal fee to carry the publication, and then they hand it out to the consumers for free. We do offer home delivery subscription for individual readers, and they're available through the magazine itself or through our website.
Now, if somebody who owns a health food store is listening to this presentation, what do they need to do to contact you to get the magazine delivered to their store?
Through our toll-free number, which is 877-905-7771. They just contact us, get us their mailing information, and we set them up with delivery instantly. We charge our stores a nominal fee in that they will pay the same $39.95 per year that a home delivery person receiving one copy pays. You know, our motivation is not to make money off the health food retailers, but rather to have the health food retailers help us spread the word. So we provide it for them essentially free, as I said, and then they provide it for their consumers.
Now, what is the benefit to the retailer? How or why does this thing need to be in their store, and how will it help them in their objectives?
Well, it's a very effective sales tool for the retailer themselves. We have many different advertisers in the magazine with many different products and supplements, and generally we have educational editorial for most of the supplements that are available. So the reader will pick up the magazine, take it home, read the article, and then come back to the store looking for the product. As a sales tool, it's proven very effective for not only our advertisers, but for the retailers themselves.
Right on. Now, let's get into your particular role. For people on the outside, maybe, who have thought about starting up a magazine, what does it take to be a magazine publisher, and what do you do on a day-by-day basis?
I do everything. I do everything from recruiting writers to selling ads to proofreading articles during production to talking to little old lady consumers who call our office at 4 a.m. We have people in all these qualified positions, typesetters and copywriters and so on, but as the driver of the ship, you never really step back completely. So I'm still involved in all aspects of production. I think someone once described me as one small man running a giant machine, somewhat like the Wizard of Oz.
Right on. I could just picture that in my mind. And that you do, Trent, because I've seen you do your magic on that computer screen, and it's marvelous. The end product, you've got to be proud. The magazine just keeps getting better and better and thicker, and more people are getting involved. So it's great. Vista is truly a real pioneer in this industry as a magazine. Now, what about the content? How do you choose an article for each magazine and the writers that write them? What are some of the components that you think about when you're choosing either an article or a writer of an article?
Well, we have a number of different means of gathering our data. We have reader surveys in the publication, so we actually use the data provided to us by the readers. In these surveys, we ask them what they liked and disliked about, you know, the particular articles. We ask them about their own health issues, what type of products they currently use, what they would like to see in the future. You know, we all different types of, like, each individual's perspective on what we've shown them and what they'd like to see, and this is basically the information we use to compile our content. We try to get the foremost experts in their field in Canada and the U.S. to supply us with editorial content, so like yourself, Dr. Michael Colden, Sam Gracie, you know, all the big names in our Canadian health industry and well-known people, formulators of products that work for the different companies, etc. We are basically a very eclectic combination of information, but we still try to get, as I said, the advanced and leading writers in each of the fields.
Now, I noticed another method that you use for attracting readers is you are lately featuring a celebrity interview in each issue. How do you find these celebrities, and what are the criteria that you look for in a celebrity to before they're interviewed in Vista?
Well, these celebrities come to us, you know, that's the job of our editor, Carol Crenna, our senior editor. She has the contacts through public relations people all across the country. Essentially, for the celebrity interview, we're looking for someone with a healthy lifestyle and someone that's generally proactive about maintaining their own health. Some of these celebrities, you know, they're on the road all the time. They're living out of hotels. They're living out of suitcases. It's difficult for them to maintain regular routines like you or I. But, you know, we have surprisingly found out a lot about these people that you never really know what they're about. But, you know, a couple issues ago we had Sass Jordan, and she talks about what she does on the road and her different types of diet needs and so on. And, you know, again, as long as they have an interest in health like we do, we're, you know, they're speaking our language kind of thing, then that's who we're after, those type of celebrities. And as you know, not all of them do. You know, we've actually been turned down by some Canadian celebrities that we thought would apply, and they themselves said, no, I don't lead a healthy lifestyle. I'm a smoker. You know, I don't think I'd really be a good fit for your magazine. So essentially, we're looking for like-minded people.
Right on.
You know, even though they are celebrities and in the public side, they do have health issues and health concerns just like we do.
Yeah, gotcha on that one for sure. That's great. So the other concern that came up a while ago, somebody was asking me about the ad content of some of these health magazines and wasn't really sure whether or not the ad content was genuine or reliable. So what about the legal aspects of an ad in your magazine? Before these people put these ads together and they make these claims, which to some people might be a little extravagant or unreal, how does the consumer know whether these ads are actually true or not?
Well, according to, you know, in Canada, we are regulated by Health Canada, the government agency, and we are monitored by our association, which is the Canadian Health Food Association. We have advertisers that are forced to adhere to these regulations. I don't believe that they can actually make too many claims in their labeling and in their packaging unless they're backed up by case studies and so on. Health Canada is pretty diligent with their monitoring of the way people do things and what they say and so on. As I said, our governing body, the Canadian Health Food Association, is on top of these guys in that, for example, when we're doing trade shows, you know, they can only display products that meet the criteria and the standards set forth by Health Canada. So we essentially adhere to the rules that Health Canada has put in front of us.
So when the ad comes out, that information and or claim made about the product is basically reinforced by a governing body. Now, have you ever had to reject an ad or seen something in an ad that just stood out and said that there's just no way that you can say that about this particular product?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's happened a number of times. Often it's with newer companies. I don't think it's done with any malice, but just the fact that they really aren't 100% sure what they're doing sometimes, right? We try to guide people in the right direction, but we always make sure that we're never going to put our advertisers in a position that's going to get them in trouble by allowing them to make outlandish claims or unrealistic statements kind of thing.
Right, so that's your job as publisher and also the editor. You guys would review the content and then it would just stand out and let people know.
Exactly. You know, we, are, I guess, are ultimately responsible for everything we put in the magazine. So.
I see. Okay, good. Now, this day and age, you know, 2007, what are your thoughts regarding the future of paper? You know, it's a paper-based magazine. You know, we've got computers, YouTube, podcasts, CDs, internet, MP3 players. Is there a future in paper as a magazine business?
I absolutely believe there is, Corey. I think, you know, it's ingrained in us that we like to hold something in our hands and flip pages and read through it. And I think there's always going to be newspapers and there's always going to be magazines. There's no question about it. I think that with all the current forms of technological media that are evolving, you know, I think it's great. I mean, I don't see that as a detriment. I see it only as an asset. And the more means of delivering information, you know, the more information that can be delivered, essentially. Not everybody has the access to the hard copies of the publication. So, you know, if you can get the same information while you're driving in your car or riding your bike or while you're doing something else through your iPod, et cetera, you know, I mean, we're all for it. I don't ever see, you know, the actual paper magazine going by the way of the dodo bird, but I definitely see, you know, these new electronic means of media actually enhancing what we and other magazine publishers are currently doing.
Yeah, I agree, because even though all of my education stuff through CHI is now downloaded directly without actually mailing a CD, I still get the students to print off the literature and they put it in a binder so that they can read. So there still is something about holding a book or a binder in your hand and reading the information. It's different from sitting in front of a screen, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Good. Now, you do have a massive website, and there is a backup. So it's, you know, you're not only doing the paper, but you also have this great website with all kinds of data, directories, and information. So let's talk about that. Tell us what the website address is, and then give us some ideas about what you offer through that website.
Sure. The website address is www.vistamagonline.com. And essentially, every article that we publish in the magazine ends up on the website. We have literally hundreds of articles on dozens of different topics. I would say that under any particular author's directory that's been with us for a long time, like yourself, you know, there's dozens of articles on there by Corey Hawley and dozens of articles on there by Michael Colgan. And essentially, we don't charge anybody for access to our website. We have it there as an information site. It's, the website is not there to generate money for us at all other than selling subscriptions to consumers. But as an information site, it's invaluable. And I know that it's used by educational institutions and educators themselves as a point of reference. Well, just think, 10 years worth of articles, we've compiled a lot of information.
I noticed you've got on the left-hand side of the site a long list of topics. I guess they would be listed in alphabetical order of different health problems that you can also click and get articles, I guess, by writers on those particular topics?
Yes, exactly.
That's fantastic. And then what about a store finder? Do you have that also available? You can find a health food store that carries Vista?
Yeah, or? Yeah. There is a list of some of the Canadian retailers that are on there. We do have our toll-free number listed on the website, and essentially what, you know, we do with consumers is have them call our office, pinpoint exactly where you are, and we can generally give you, you know, half a dozen stores within an hour of your location. Okay? I mean, it is there on the website, but it's probably easier to get something right close by to you directly through us ourselves, and we're happy to provide that service to readers. You know, as I say, I have, you know, little old ladies calling me at 4 in the morning looking for products all the time.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so now compared to some of the other health journals, magazines out there, I know that you've gone with an increased emphasis on sports nutrition, which is very appealing and attractive to athletes and people like myself, and not just athletes, but people that have an interest in the active lifestyle. So why did you go that route? Some of the other magazines are very light in sports nutrition. They're almost afraid of it. They don't understand it. Is that because of your own personal lifestyle and your fitness background?
Well, it is somewhat. You know, sports nutrition necessity for it are a big part of our own personal lives. We're very active. We figure if we have a need for it, so does everybody else. You know, sports nutrition does not only apply to professional athletes. We believe that sports nutrition is the most effective for the sport of life. You know, everybody needs it. Again, you know, this void of it in other publications was the same thing I was talking about earlier. There seems to be a real gap that needs to be bridged between those health type people and the fitness type people, and sports nutrition is a big part of that.
Right on. Now, by paying such close attention to the market and knowing it so well and participating at the trade shows and being in and out of health food stores and having your staff and salespeople giving you feedback, have you noticed any like significant changes in the readership of Vista over the years? Is there a turnover or a change in the readership across the country regarding the popularity of certain topics or sections of the magazine?
Yes, there clearly is. I believe the readership over the past few years has actually gotten younger. The awareness amongst younger generations is vastly improved. Baby boomers still make up the bulk of our readership. This age group, I really believe, is looking at natural prevention now as opposed to pharmaceutical remedies later in life. I think there's always a large number of the senior population that will read these health magazines just because, in most cases, their health is failing. And, you know, they're looking for remedy now, which is, as I said, I think the baby boomers are trying to protect themselves from becoming just another person on pharmaceutical drugs and, you know, looking for natural means of prevention. As far as the favorite sections, I would think that nutrition is becoming more and more a part of people's foremost thoughts in what they do. We always have requests for healthy diet plans, healthy meal plans, low-fat meal plans, this type of things. You know, they love the recipes. You know, people are actually becoming more concerned with, I think, what they eat. And I guess it's, you know, the first and probably the easiest step for people to take if, you know, you're venturing into health is to control what you put into your body.
No doubt, no doubt. Well said, my friend. Now, what about yourself personally, or Shelley, or even the influence of articles, writers, information on your new addition to your family, your daughter? Have you been influenced directly by an article or information that has led you to taking a supplement that has made a great impact or a strong impact in your life?
Yeah, I would say just because we publish the health magazine, we certainly don't know everything. So every issue, I mean, I'm given the first opportunity before anybody to see 30 or 40 new articles. And as there's new supplements come out onto the market, if there's something that appeals to us or that, you know, that applies to our needs, absolutely, we're on them right away, right? I often go back into my own website to refer to things that, as an athlete and aging, we experience injuries and stuff like, you know, just a few weeks ago, you and I were together and I was having some problems with my knees. And you told us about one of our colleagues that had a similar issue and you know, went heavy doses of the glucosamine and chondroitin and so forth. And I've been following that regimen myself for the last couple of weeks and, you know, feeling pretty well. So absolutely, you know, it's a big bonus to have all that information in front of me and be able to use it for my own needs as well. Right?
So that leads me to my next question, which is, I think, the essence of what it is that you do, and that is, how important is education to advance us in this sport that we call life?
It's all that matters. I mean, there's not a single one of us that knows everything. And, you know, research and data, it's always being updated. And, I mean, what is the key, right? How do you, you know, the more we know, you know, the better off we are. I never can get enough of this stuff, and I know you're the same way, and we like to keep current on what's going on. And I think if more people, you know, were open to being educated about things, I think they'd be better to take care of themselves. We always tell our advertisers that, you know, an educated buyer is going to become a repeat buyer. And, you know, the consumer who knows what he's doing and isn't just in the store because of some hype or a fancy package is the same guy that's going to understand why he's buying the product, get more out of the product, and continue to use the product.
Right on. Exactly. The educated consumer is the very best one to have coming in your store. Absolutely. Good stuff. Now, you know, I know that you have a mind that is like the universe. It's always expanding, Trent, and you're thinking big all the time. We've had some great discussions about some of your future objectives, but do you have any plans to expand the magazine into areas outside of Canada?
We absolutely do. In the immediate future, our U.S. version, called, oddly enough, American Vista, is going to be launching in March of 2008 at the largest health show in the world, which is Expo West in Anaheim, California. We are drawing on our existing authors and our existing advertisers to essentially tap into a market that's 10 times the size of our own in what's at home in Canada. We really realize the potential of the U.S. market just in the volume of people that there are. And there's so many, many people hungry for health and hungry for information. And like I said, the baby boomer demographic, which, you know, is 200 of the 300 million people in the U.S., are all looking for prevention as opposed to remedy, right?
Right on, right on. Okay, so everybody out there, I want you to tap into this great magazine. Walk into any health food store in Canada. You'll find it there. And if they don't have it, ask for it. They'll bring it in. You can subscribe to it. Get to the website. That's VistaMagOnline.com. Trent, our time is gone. It's been wonderful. I really appreciate the time that you've spent. And I do want to thank you for the privilege and the honor to contribute to Vista Magazine. And I want to thank you and Shelley for all the hard work, the toiling, and putting up with the politics and all the stuff that goes into running a business in Canada. You are doing a fantastic work. You're saving lives. You're providing hope and direction for people. And it's because of you and your vision. And I really, really want to thank you for that.
Very, you know, I'm humbled by your words. And we appreciate everything we've learned from you and the people that write for the magazine. And, you know, we want to live the good life. We want to live forever. And anything we can do to help anybody along the way makes us happy as well.
Fantastic. Trent Nellis has been our special guest for this edition of SNU. He's a lifetime athlete and the publisher of Vista Magazine. Trent, we thank you very much.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo. Coming through straight, Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.